Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know, it's way too easy to say that parents are responsible for the awful actions of their kids. And I understand the want to make parents accountable when kids, juveniles, act out, do something awful or terrible. I get it, because we want to blame somebody and we think, well, these kids, they're underdeveloped. They must be not getting the traditional what is right, what is wrong from their parents. So there must be something wrong with their parents too. I bring that up because in the news, you just heard Steve talk about the case that we had yesterday that affected me. My wife, as I'm driving to work yesterday, is texting me saying that Rosemont High School is closed. Kids were already showing up and teachers were panicking, running around saying school is closed. She was frightened by what had happened. Turns out Rosemont schools, both high schools in Apple Valley and Eagan, all closed yesterday because of these threats that became quite evident. By the end of the day, Apple Valley police had identified a student allegedly responsible for making those threats, that 16-year-old taken into custody. So as I'm consuming that news last night, I see on one of the Facebook posts from the Rosemont School District alluding to the fact that that teen was arrested. And the first comment was from a woman, I assume, who is a parent of a Rosemont student, that said the district, or is that this woman commented that the parents should also face charges for those for that child's actions. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, that is probably, and that comment was liked by a bunch of people. So I'm sure that plenty of people feel that way. I don't think it does a damn bit of good, though, because we don't know anything about those parents. We don't know anything about their relationship with that kid. We don't know anything about what kind of communication goes back and forth. I think we automatically assume that these are parents who are unplugged, that have no concept, are not interested in their child's lives, or negligent parents who are absentee parents, and that this kid somehow doesn't know right from wrong, or has been brooding, or has shown tendencies that we just automatically assume that the parents have been missing the signs. and that they're responsible for the actions of their children. And I'm not willing to buy that. We don't know anything about the parents in this case, and I don't want to just focus on this case. I'm talking generally. Now, are there cases where parents are those parents who are totally absentee, who don't pay any attention to their children or child, and their child develops violent tendencies and acts out on those tendencies, whether it's threats or, God forbid, actual violence? Are there parents in that situation who absolutely missed warning signs? Yes. And in those cases, can you make an argument for those parents facing criminal liability? Possibly. We've had parents charged. I think it was Michigan when a student shot up a school. Those parents were charged. I think that involved the parents actually purchasing a gun for their child, though. So I'm not saying that in zero cases, parents aren't responsible for the actions of their kids. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that it shouldn't be automatic that if a child commits a terrible act, that the parents automatically should face charges for that or should be held liable. Because we don't know a damn thing about those parents. What if they could have been trying and trying and trying and trying and trying or keep trying to get that kid help, and something's still missing. Who's got the perfect parenting plan? None of us do. A lot of us think we do because our kids turned out great. And that's a blessing. My kids are seemingly great. They seem to be on the right path. And I hope I had a lot to do with that. But I'm trying, and just if one of those kids suddenly falls away from that path, I keep trying. I don't give up. But at a certain point, you can only do so much. So I think it's way too easy to say that parents are responsible for the actions of their kids when it comes to criminal activity.
I think your comparison to gun cases is, you know, might seem like low-hanging fruit, but I think is apt here, because if there's a student who commits a crime, a minor who commits a crime with a gun, and we found out, like the case you cited, that the parents bought that gun or even had the gun in the home accessible to the child, then that clearly leads to gun charges against the parents. However, if that same student, we find, bought the gun from an 18-year-old friend who stole it to him, and the parents were in the blind about the whole thing, well, that's a totally different story. There's no, you know, maybe there's other charges in that case, but there's no gun charges against parents in that case. I think it's murkier in this case, where this crime that was committed was done with a computer.
Yep.
And it's really tough to go back in now and determine what those parents knew and when they knew it and what action they could have taken. Mm-hmm. However, if you find out that this student had faced various challenges and they had maybe brought this student to somewhere for mental health checkups, and if you can prove that somehow in that process there were clear red flags told to the parents about their child that they did not take action on, and then this happened, then possibly, maybe there is a case. But obviously, we don't know if any of that is true, and it's probably unlikely that that path could be taken to have charges against these parents.
I think the action should be not for having the parents to have to defend themselves saying, hey, we've tried everything possible and that I have to prove that I've tried. It should be on the state to prove that I was over-the-top negligent. It shouldn't be automatic. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't automatically be, okay, your child, God forbid, has been involved in a terrible crime. You are also culpable automatically, and now you have to prove that you did everything you can. That shouldn't be the default. The default should be, okay, you are presumed to have done everything you can, but in the course of this investigation into your child, we find that you didn't, that you were grossly negligent. Then we'll consider criminal charges for a parent. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Are you like that mother who posted? And I get it, because it was a scary day yesterday for those parents in District 196. And their lives were disrupted, and their kids were scared, and they were scared. All because of the actions of one kid, presumably. And I don't want to focus on this case, but I can see why in this case people are saying, well, where are the parents in this case? They should have known that their kid is acting out in this kind of way or has the capacity to make these kind of threats. I have zero belief that any of my four children would do the same thing. Does that make me different from someone who might think that way? Or might, who, I have to believe that those parents didn't think that their child was capable either. But if we, maybe you're saying though, Adam, if we want to get a grip on juvenile crime, whether it's out in the streets, kids carjacking or robbing or stealing cars because they think it's fun, or kids who feel alienated at school and want to act out at school, whether posting threats or committing some act of violence, should parents automatically be held responsible for that? 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. I would love some phone calls here. Somebody said, let Jordana talk. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention, Jordana is off today for the rest of the week. She obviously has been explaining she's in Florida taking care of her mother who's facing some significant health challenges. And she needs a break because that obviously is very consuming. We totally understand that. So Jor is off for the rest of the week. But back to the topic at hand. Should parents be held responsible for the actions of their kids when it comes to matters of crime? 651-461-9226. What is this?
This is a Johnny Swim Christmas.
Johnny song. Swim?
Yeah, you know Johnny Swim?
I don't.
You're not trendy and hip like I am.
I was
going to
say, this is like the modern Christmas fandom stuff. I like the traditional stuff.
All right.
Give me the tradition.
I'll get to some traditional.
That's
next.
All right. You don't have to. No, I'm open to it. Adam Carter in, Jordana off today and the rest of the week. And don't forget that, by the way, not Christopher Cross. That was not Toto. But when you hear Toto or Christopher Cross or the Romantics today, when you hear that as bumper music, fifth caller gets a pair of tickets to see said Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics at Mystic Lake Amphitheater next August. That brand new amphitheater that they're building there at Mystic Lake. So we've been giving tickets away all week, and we'll do it again today. We are in the midst of Winging It Wednesday, and mine is this, is that parents, I see the gut reaction by saying, you know, when a parent does something, or when a child does something wrong, commits some criminal act, that the parent should be held responsible. But that's just a too easy, I think, of a reaction to something horrible. I bring it up because we had this situation yesterday where four high schools in the South Metro were closed because of online threats, and a 16-year-old, great work by the Apple Valley Police, by the way, to determine where these threats came from, and this 16-year-old has been arrested, allegedly was the one behind making these threats. And I saw a lot of people yesterday commenting on Facebook saying, charge the parents too. They should have known that this kid was behind these threats. They should have known that their child was capable of making those threats. And here's the point. We're not always aware that our child is capable of doing those things. Look, our kids, when they surprise us with the great things they do, we say that all the time. Well, I didn't think my kid had it in him when he did something great, or she did something great, or made this team. Wow, what a great surprise. Guess what? You can be surprised when they fall out of their way, too, and do something stupid or something awful. Nobody wants that to happen. Nobody goes around saying, ah, my kid's a horrible kid. I know he's gonna commit some act sometime. And in those cases, those parents probably should be charged, because if they know that and they didn't do anything about it, yeah, then they're kind of liable for that. But we can't, and especially in this case, I mean, how many of parents say, yeah, that was weird, say, you know, I know exactly everything my child is doing online. There's very, very few parents. And guess what? The ones who say, yep, I know exactly everything my child is doing online. No, they don't. The only way you truly know everything your child is doing online is if they're not online. I think that's the fact of it. Adam, there has to be some consequences for the parents of kids under 18 when they commit a serious crime. Calling a threatening message into high schools or emailing threatening messages is a very serious issue, and both parents and the students must be held accountable. Plus, they could be made to pay a financial amount relative to the severity of the crime. Again, I get that feeling. But we don't know anything about each individual case, and I'm sorry, I don't want to make it automatic that, hey, if your kid does something terrible, you're automatically held to the same criminal charges. You shouldn't have to, hey, prove that, hey, I've been a good parent. It should be the other way around. They should have to prove that you did something, that you were awfully neglectful. And what does that look like? Again, there are obvious cases. Your child shows violent tendencies and you somehow encourage that, or you don't turn a blind eye to it, and your kid starts stocking up weapons and you don't do anything about it. Yeah, that's negligence. And that should be dealt with criminal charges. I'm sorry. But if you are a parent who is trying to connect with your child in any way possible, and you are doing what you can as a parent to try to connect with your child. We've heard so many stories of parents who try to do everything for their kids, bring them in to counselors, have them talk to different people, try to change their friends group. But we all know this. When the more parents do that and try to restrict things, oftentimes the kids want to reject that. That's just nature for kids to reject what their parents, the way they want to steer them. I mean, look at the Rob Reiner case, for heaven's sakes. The evidence is there that their son, Nick, they tried and tried and tried and tried to get that kid help going through different rehabs over the years. But that wasn't a kid anymore. He's in his 30s and he's still living at home, and they're still trying to do the best for him, trying to make sure he is safe and healthy and gets on the right path, so much so that they brought him allegedly to this party, this Conan O'Brien party on Saturday night, because they didn't want to leave him alone. And that's about the most horrible outcome you can imagine. But I don't think anybody's saying that Rob and Michelle Reiner were absentee and just didn't give a crap about their kid. They tried to do everything they could. More text, 651-461-9226. I'm sure there are many parents asking their 16-year-olds if they know about this plan and may have known this kid was going to do this. That's good parenting. Asking, hey, did you know anything about this? Do you know anybody about this? Do you know anybody who has these feelings, or do you have these feelings? And you hope that you can sit down and have an open conversation with your child. That's where it starts. But I don't blame any parent who is trying to get through to their kids, and sometimes they don't get through to their kids. I mean, how many stories do we have of that? You're probably listening thinking, man, my dad used to try to get through to me, or my mom used to try to get through to me, and we just did not connect. You turned out all right. Most kids do turn out all right. But it doesn't always happen. But that doesn't mean that those parents weren't trying just as hard as you did as a parent, or your parents were trying. I taught the same child when he was younger in third and fourth grade, was the perfect child, but I was told by one of the nuns that he was a little troublemaker. He did stupid things, but he survived his teenage years, got his own business, now 53. Right. I agree with the way you guys laid this out. It has to be judged on a case-by-case basis. If the kid is just some keyboard warrior, how is a parent going to know anything about it? If the parents are purchasing guns or raising the child in a culture of guns and violence, well, that's a whole other story. Thank you. That's a comment I pretty much 100% agree with. Adam, we were damn lucky our boy never got into trouble. The kids down the street were good. Kids had great parents and still got in all kinds of trouble. I think it's just luck of the draw. As a child, I learned what not to do from my parents. I don't think it's a Dave. I don't think it's just luck of the draw. I mean, but I do think, I don't think it's all 100% though parenting. I think that some people's brains just are wired differently, yeah, and have a penchant for getting into trouble or rejecting authority. And I think you can try parenting all you want with some of those kids, and it just does not take. Now, all those kids don't turn out to be school shooters or criminals. And I think there's plenty of cases of kids who were troublemakers as kids and actually turned out to be pretty good adults. But I think parenting only goes so far. I don't think it's completely parents.
Well, it's clearly not completely one or the other. And yeah. There are hundreds and thousands of factors that go into a childhood's bringing up, some that are in the control of the child or the parents and many that aren't. And it's the whole cumulative of that. And to point the finger to one specific thing and say, look, you did this to your kid at this age or whatever, you're at fault. Like, no, there's so many different things that go into how a kid is raised, that go into how you and I and all of us were raised. And all of us have moments in our lives where you can look back and go, like, by the grace of God, I didn't make that decision that day because it could have changed the trajectory of, you know, go on down the line of what could have happened if you would have, you know, had one more or whatever the thing is and change your life.
Yeah. Text here, sounds like you're making the parents the victim. I think parents in 100% in many of these cases are absolutely the victims too. That we like to think, well, you should have known that. You should have had, you should have been on top of that kid and you should have put him on the straight and narrow so he wouldn't have committed that crime. When they're trying just as much as you tried. They're doing just as much as you did as a parent. And by the grace of God, your kid turned out all right and theirs didn't for some reason. And guess what? In those circumstances, they absolutely are victims too, because they have to live with what their child did in the future. Not like they encouraged it. They feel just as awful as anybody else in the community as to what happened, and even more so because it was their child, and they have to live with that shame and that scorn for the rest of their lives. All right, 9:32, we'll take a break. Traffic, weather coming up. Dave will step in for Jordana, who's off today, and he will do his Wingin' It Wednesday on this Wingin' It Wednesday. And keep listening. Your chance to win those Toto tickets coming up before the show's over.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jordana off for the rest of the week, so David Josephson will take her place, playing the role of Jordana Green on the Swingin' It Wednesday.
Do I make a good Jordana Green?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's David Josephson.
I am, Adam, 39 years old.
Okay.
And I sometimes find it challenging or confusing to interact with the generation, like a full generation older than I am. So people my mother's age. People
so the boomers.
Yes, boomers. Which I don't think it's an acute thing, but sometimes there's generational differences that I find challenging.
Okay.
And I had three interactions with boomers yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep. All of these three happened yesterday. They were all...
challenging?
Yes. They all involved some sort of conflict. None of them like erupted into anything, okay. But I had three... encounters with boomers yesterday.
That was that based on some sort of generational differences, you think, or just because of you?
Well, I'm going to let you decide.
All right.
So I'd like to tell you these three interactions.
Okay.
I'd like to get your assessments and then tell me if you think I was reading these situations correctly. And I think this goes, I think the generation older than I would say the same thing about my generation that, you know, we grew up at a different time.
Yep.
Things are a little different. Okay. So the first one, I'm at the grocery store. And I'm in a spot in the grocery store where only two carts can pass in this aisle.
Yep.
And sort of one of the lanes is somebody looking into the frozen food case. And I need to get by on the other lane. And there's an abandoned cart there.
Yeah.
And I didn't think twice. I walked up to that cart.
Moved it.
I moved it about 4 or 5 feet just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And as my hand was still on the cart, an older gentleman over my shoulder, these are the words he said. He was sort of like stream of conscious to his wife, sort of, but also just out loud to everybody. He goes, "Oh, wow, somebody's monkeying with our cart."
Yeah.
Which I thought was an interesting choice of phrase. But I think when he started that sentence, he didn't see that right there.
Yes.
But then as he finished it, I think he realized that I'm still there, like mid moving his cart as he said this. And I just turn around. Yep, that's me. I'm just moving it off to the side here. And then he's sort of in this same stream of conscious, not really to me, but definitely loud enough that I could hear it. He says something like, "Oh, we picked the wrong day to go to the grocery store today," because I guess the grocery store was busy yesterday. So,
wow. That was very passive aggressive.
It was passive. And it was kind of this thing where he's sort of talking to his wife, but he's definitely talking loud enough that I can hear. And I just said, "Hope you have a good rest of your day," and just quickly moved on. I mean, the whole interaction was 15 seconds.
Yep.
It was very quickly. Okay, that's number one.
Okay.
What's your take on that experience?
If there's a cart there that's
blocking my way,
you have every right to move that cart.
Thank you.
And I mean, unless they're standing there and, you know.
Yeah, they have left the cart
there. Yeah, they've left the cart.
To go around the corner to pick out something else.
Oh, so they were around the corner.
I mean, yeah, like.
Not even in the vicinity of it.
No, they were in the vicinity, but they were not. They were like 2.5 steps away from the cart.
Yeah.
So just a few feet away, grabbing something in the next aisle.
Yeah.
And then immediately right back. But I'm walking up and I just slide it to the side.
See, I don't think that has anything to do with generational.
Okay.
I think that was just purely that you had a right to move. You know, unless you're like aggressively knocking it out of the way
or something. Yeah, no, I was just gently moving it out of the way.
I wouldn't see, There's this, like, it's called, "I need to get around you." That's There's nothing wrong with that move.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was a little taken aback by the passive aggressive comment by him, but
texter right here. See, just to prove that it's not generational. Okay. I'm 66 and I say the old cart man is an a-hole. Most likely. He certainly acted like one.
Okay.
I'm a boomer. He was rude. Another person.
All right.
So they're on your side.
Okay.
If you if it went down just as you said.
Okay.
Now there could be video where you just bang that cart out of the way.
Kicking it to the side. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Number, so we side with you on that.
We side with me. Okay. Yes. Again, I think it's the cumulative of all three of these that will tell the story.
All right.
But number two, I'm at a gas station. This is half an hour later. I'm at a gas
station. Are you Chad Hartman? You're getting into conflicts
go? Well, yesterday I did. I went up to a gas station that just had like three pumps only, a small gas station. All three are taken. It was a screaming deal, $2.55 for gas. So
nice.
I know. So
Trump, like, way to go, Trump.
Got to stop there and get some gas. And all three are full, so I pull up behind one that I think might go next.
Yep.
And then, to be honest, I'm not really. I'm just kind of head down,
yep,
looking at my phone, waiting for that person to get done.
Yep.
That person ends up going in the store, and then somebody adjacent to them leaves. So I'm like, oh, sweet. And I do like a backup all the way into that spot from where I was. I get out of my car and start pumping gas, and somebody from the other direction comes up and says, boy, that was pretty rude. I've been waiting over there for 10 minutes. So apparently, I had not seen this other vehicle, but apparently this gentleman had been waiting on the other side of the pumps where I had not seen him and was waiting for that pump, and I had pulled in right in front of him.
Yeah.
So on me for not noticing that, and immediately I just said, oh, like, I'm sorry, no problem. Do you want me to move? Do you not want me to?
Yeah.
And he, after a little more grumbling, he said, well, since you're good about it, go ahead and pump your gas first.
That one's on you, I think.
And then I started to try to strike up a conversation with him, which was pretty curt after that. Because now we're both standing there.
You're trying to smooth it out.
Well,
I know.
I'm just like, he had a gas can. Yeah. Spin up.
I would just say, what more can you say? Like,
I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't see you there. And then you offered to move, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then he's got to suck it up then. But.
But I might have the same reaction because if you're him, you assume that I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make him. He just wanted to let you know that you cut him off.
Yeah. Which I did.
Right.
Okay.
It's very funny that you were both at the same point there. Somebody says, once you choose a lane, stay there.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, but the person in front of me got done. It was a lady who must have been 85.
She got done
pumping gas, and then she walked very slowly into the store. And oh boy, this could be a while.
Right.
So then am I guess to that texter, do I need to wait in that lane?
That's
for
a problem,
10
too.
Minutes?
Like, you, unless the gas station is not busy, you have to pull up into a parking space and get out of the way to clear the pump.
Yeah, especially if there's three, and all three are full and two people waiting.
Yeah, you can't just.
Yeah, well.
You can't. Go into the
She was
store.
A boomer too, so I guess that adds another boomer I'm in conflict with yesterday.
But yeah, I'm going to side with the other guy on this one.
Okay, so one's my fault, one's his.
Yes.
Final story, number three.
Okay.
I am cross-country skiing yesterday at French Park in Plymouth, and it's also like a beautiful afternoon, so people are out doing other recreation as well. And as I'm doing my last lap back to my car, there's an older couple walking on the ski trail, which is a big no-no. Not everybody knows,
it's
a big no-no. There is some signage around, not everywhere, but there's some signage around, and it's damaging to the trail, especially on a week like this where we've got a decent snowpack, but the melting temperatures today and tomorrow are really threatening that.
Yep.
So I'm skiing back to my car, and I've come across this a few times. I usually don't say anything, but this time I'm like, man, I'm at my favorite place to ski, and if there's a bunch of people walking on it, this snow is going to go quick. So I stopped. And I, as gently as I could, I just said, hey, you're really not supposed to be here. We'd rather, there's other places to walk. Would you do that? And in that, I realized this is A, an older couple.
Yep.
And B, a couple that English is not their first language.
Okay. So you're picking on the immigrants.
So I'm picking on, older immigrant couple.
I'm calling ICE right now. You're one of these people.
And they sort of like just gently nodded and then walked away. And I came away from that going, I mean, I'm right. Like, they shouldn't be on the trail, but do I need to be the the trail police, right? I felt a little sheepish walking away from that interaction.
That's it, man. And I'll tell you, like, all we want to do in those instances, I think more so than actually correcting the behavior, is getting out, letting somebody know.
Yeah, to be heard.
To be heard. That's yes. exactly what it is.
To be heard.
I have a perfect example of yeah. that, too. Let's take a break okay. because we're getting a lot of texts on this. And people are ranking which...
Sure, great. Okay.
Which of your offenses yesterday were more egregious. But I would argue that, too, that you're really not wanting to correct the behavior. You just want to be heard.
It's the same with
you
the
are frustrated.
Same with the gas station guy. Yes. He didn't want to correct
exactly.
the behavior. He wanted me to hear him out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And he probably felt better about yeah. himself for that. And I think you do, actually. And I'm not rising to the level of having a violent encounter, but just politely letting somebody know, because then you are heard. That's exactly right. Now Jordana's off today and the rest of the week, which is fine.
On the Adam Moore Jordana Show.
And she's in Florida with her mom. And obviously that trumps being on this rinky-dinky radio show.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
By the way, it is 9:49. That would be your Lindus construction time check. Time to seal in winter warmth with professionally installed insulation. Get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate all month long. Somebody here says, Dave, you were right to correct the behavior of the couple walking on the trail. I know a Venezuelan woman who started a nonprofit to connect Latino immigrants to the outdoors and teach them the rules, such as the one you pointed out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. It is one of those things that if you don't know, you don't know. You go to a park, there's a snowy trail, you walk on it.
Yeah. And there's a difference between somebody who you'd think is knowingly breaking the rules that doesn't care and somebody who clearly is just doesn't know the rules.
Yes.
And but you're right, because we don't like to be aggressive either.
No.
Like, even like when you're biking and you say, pricking up the lingo, like, on the left, on your left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, when I say that, I feel like I'm being aggressive, but like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Ski trail verdict. The tirade that included you people in recording the incident for social media is the properly way to handle that incident. Yes. Thank you very much. Somebody says, you were the boomer in number three. I don't think so. And you didn't do it.
Yeah, I did not yell.
You just wanted to be heard, though, right? Or were you really... See, that's my argument is like, we don't really want to correct the behavior. We just want to be heard.
Boy. See, I feel like I want to correct the behavior.
Okay.
But if I really think, like, is me making that stop to tell them, is that really going to make a difference on the ski trail? I don't know. Probably not.
Yep.
But I really... don't want people walking on the ski trail.
Yeah. Somebody was talking in the gas one.
Yeah.
You pointed out you were on your phone at the time. You would have seen that the guy was waiting had you not been on your phone.
I completely agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't question that it was my fault for doing that. I think then you get to the interaction where he thinks I intentionally did that. He's walking up to me thinking I saw him and said, F you, I'm going to get this spot before you. And the reality is I was still in the wrong, but unintentionally so.
So when we were at the hotel in Innsbruck, I think it was our final morning there. So the whole group is down in the lobby waiting to go to the bus. And there are various seats and couches in the lobby, like any hotel lobby. Well, Jen and I are sitting in an area where there's just the two seats. And we're both sitting there. I've got my bag there, my jacket, and she's sitting there. I had to get up and either go to the bathroom or go get a cup of coffee or something, and I come back, and there's now a woman sitting in my seat, and my jacket is literally hanging on the back of the seat, and my backpack is right next to the seat. And Jen is like, and it was time for us to go, so Jen's like, are you ready to go? I'm like, yep. And I said, talk about passive-aggressive. I grabbed my jacket. I said, let me just get my jacket here from this seat and grab my backpack. I'm sorry if it's in your way. And we walked away. And I was thinking, geez, that woman, like, it was obvious I was sitting there. And she sat down in that seat. And then I'm walking away, and I still wanted to go back and say, hey, I was sitting in that seat, even though I no longer am sitting in that seat. So obviously, there's no corrective behavior there. I just wanted to be heard. I wanted to make sure that woman knew that she sat in my seat. And she probably already knew that and didn't care. So that's why I was ticked off at that. But that is a perfect example of, no, you're not really trying to correct behavior. You just want to be heard in that moment. And somehow, if you feel like you don't say anything, that you're just being a pushover. David, exhale. Not everyone in the world will move at your pace. And you will someday be one of those annoying people to younger others. What do you think of that? Or do you think you will from the...
Well, I guess that's what I was asking, because I don't feel like any of those instances were me moving at a fast pace. In neither of those instances, none of the three, was I like in some furious hurry and upset that people were in my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a little bit in the first one, though, weren't you? Like with the cart in your way? Like how long did you sit there and wait before you moved the cart, or was it instantaneous?
I didn't even move my cart. I'm rolling along, and there's a cart here, and all I got to do is just shove it a few steps. I never broke stride. Just move it just to the side. Not in a furious hurry, just that's what you do.
Yeah. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Why didn't Jen tell the woman she was attempting to see Bill to see what's taking? I didn't want to bring that point up, but... I never did ask Jen. It's like, hey,
why
did you tell her that your husband was sitting there? Maybe that's the real problem. No need to apologize. David, I do all the same things you do all the time, and I'm a young boomer. My wife always says they're really not aware of their surroundings. I agree, too. People are woefully unaware. Spatial recognition. Yep. If I ran for public office, my number one issue would be spatial recognition. The amount of just the lack of our surroundings as a population is woefully sad. Woefully short.
I think that's true, but I think so much of that comes down to the other things that are on our minds, the other either distractions or stressors in life that are consuming our attentions. That the couple walking on the ski trail, they didn't wake up today and like try to do anything wrong.
No.
Maybe they were in an in-depth discussion about some drama in their family or whatever, and then all of a sudden some yahoo is stopping to correct the trail they're on, which I hope I did in a gentle way, but I don't fault them for being spatially unaware. I'm sure I've done the same thing.
Right.
If you don't know, you don't know.
And a lot of this also depends on our moods, like when we are in those situations.
Yeah.
Because somebody says, be kind, spread kindness. I mean, that is the right answer.
Yes.
Right? Even if you feel wronged, react with kindness, and you feel better, and hopefully that person will feel better too.
Okay, here's my question for you, because after I had those three experiences, I immediately took notice that they were all with the same generation. Do you think, after hearing me out, that that is coincidence that I had three interactions with boomers yesterday with a little bit of conflict in each one? Or do you think it just...
I think that's just
happenstance.
Happenstance.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with generational. Now my wife is saying I threw her under the bus with that story.
You kind of did.
He says, I told you about that lady. You didn't tell me about the lady. She sat down. Defend yourself, Jennifer. Call in right now. we'll take a break. We got quick takes coming up. Your chance to win tickets to see Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics possibly coming up. And we'll do our holiday showdown. It involves... alcohol at holiday parties. How strongly do you feel about having alcohol at holiday parties? We'll get into that all next hour with the Adam Not Jordana show today on WCCO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.